This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is showing no signs that he'll increase the pressure on Israel to agree to an immediate ceasefire in its battle with Hamas. Some Democrats are calling on President Biden to get more involved. This morning, Israel launched heavy airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, saying it destroyed miles of militant tunnels and the homes of 9 Hamas commanders. AP correspondent Joseph Krauss reports from Jerusalem.
We don't have an exact word on casualties, but it doesn't look like there were that many from this particular airstrike. It looks like they were targeting tunnels in mostly rural areas. There were some homes that were destroyed, but we were told by residents that they were given time to evacuate by the military.
It's Monday morning, and those looking to tank up on the East Coast may have to wait in line if there's any gas at all at their local gas station. Here's our Julie Walker.
That pipeline hit by a cyber attack may be up and running again, but you might still be searching for gas at stations in the southeast and east coast. Colonial Pipeline said Saturday it had resumed normal operations, delivering millions of gallons per hour. But drivers are still taking to social media to complain about empty pumps, and Gas Buddy, which tracks shortages, has loads of outages reported by motorists in numerous states.
No injuries reported, but that wildfire that's spreading through a Los Angeles canyon community is intensifying. About 1,000 residents told to run for it. Others warned they too may have to evacuate. The fire near Topanga State Park is being called suspicious. 2 suspects are being questioned, say authorities. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is defending the decision that fully vaccinated Americans can dump the mask in most cases. She says the decision's based on science, not political pressure. 1/3 of Americans are now fully vaccinated against COVID. This is AP News. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the effects of racism have led to unacceptable health disparities in this country.
It has uncovered a stark reality and failing of our own society. The unacceptable disparities in health experienced by minority groups, especially African Americans, Hispanics, and Native Americans.
Dr. Fauci spoke during a graduation ceremony at Emory University, saying humanity hasn't faced a public health crisis of this magnitude since the 1918 influenza pandemic, speaking about the coronavirus outbreak. About 1,600 jobs are being cut at a Jeep Cherokee factory in Illinois. Automakers are continuing to be plagued by worldwide shortages of semiconductors. The cuts will be at the Belvidere assembly plant. 1 of 2 work shifts are being cut, as the company says it's trying to balance sales with production. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.